So yesterday we left off that we brought a raya that we go by matrilineal descent from the fact it says ki yasir es bencha, but like ki sasir es bencha. We're afraid that the father will move your grandchild away, not that the mother will move your grandchild away, because if the mother is a shiksa, the kid's a guy. Okay, so there's nothing to worry about. So we brought along Amar Ravina. I'm going to start from there, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines from the top. Last word on the line. On Samaches Amad Bey 68B. Amar Ravina, Shema Mina Ben Bitcha, Amar Ravina, Chavim Kari Bencha. That a child of your daughter who comes to Megai, if mom is a guy, it's called your son, he's Jewish. Dr. Gemara, if that's the fact that he's Jewish, I mean, the Gemara logically thinks that he's not a kosher kid. It's very nice to say he's Jewish, but name Iksavar Ravina Vikham Bevan Abal Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. Because the Gemara, in its Havamina, understands that if this kid is born from a guy of one of the parents, either he's going to be a guy or he's going to be a mamzer. Because there's no kedushin, there's no marriage, and it's a sin. So the Gemara assumes that if you're going to tell me he's Jewish, which we just did, it means it comes along that he's a mamzer. And for the Gemara, no. He's a kosher lehavi. We're not going to say he's the kosherest of kids, but mamzer lehavi. Not a mamzer, pasul mikri. It's pasul lekuna. The daughter would be pasul lekuna, but it wouldn't make the kid pasul to marry a Jewish girl. It's not a mamzer. He's a pogrom, we would say. There's something wrong, meaning not 100% on the highest level, but not halachically unable to marry a Jewish girl. Dr. Ashi, lay miksava ravina v'kacham v'evan, abba bas yisrav la mamzer gesina. Dr. Ashmina, Ravina is coming to tell us, the loy shadina lay basarav v'kacham. We don't stray the child, I'm going to finish the Rashi, doctor, that is going by a guy. The name of Ivy Kachabim, that we should say the child is a guy, from this guy, he able to love a bakal. There's a benefit to being a guy, because he can become a convert and become 100% mutter. And Labasi Israel is Shadinalei. We say he's Jewish. The Kivin Shabbat in Ireland, he was born through sin. Havalei Yisrael Pasul, Kisharnei loved him and Mishain loved Kedushin. Like we find by Chai Vekrisis, there's no Kedushin. The child is a mamzer. Here is a case of no Kedushin. The child should be a mamzer. Namba Masnesh Shem Mamzerim. Right, so the Gemara is assuming, why is a guy different than Chai V'Krisis? In both cases, there's no Kedushin. In both cases, the kid is Jewish. And in one of them, it's clear that it's a mamzer. It makes sense that the other one is a mamzer as well. And for the Gemara, Meshami Mocha Leitishma Mamzeris. The Hiddush Aminim and other Kasha Lehavi. Granted, I will agree with you, he's not the most kosher of kids. But the Shadu Leibosti Yisrael Yisrael Bavera, he is a product of a sin. But mamzer mila tishma minay. But he's not a mamzer because there may be a hummus. The mamzer may be all of the yalof. Because the source of mamzer is the case of a person who has a child from his father's wife. My eshes av dein lo kedushin, av a yesh lo kedushin al acheres. Eshes av, there's no kedushin to their son, but there's kedushin to other Jews. But long siv shavlad mamzer. Mamzer is given to a woman that is in the parsha of kedushin, and has a relationship with somebody that you can't have kedusha with, like a chai v'krisis, chai v'mitzis besen, the stomach lady of a mamzer. I've called she'en lo ela kedushin, rabbi yesh le kedushin al acheres. Only somebody that there's no kedushin with this man, but there is kedushin with other, there's no kedushin with this man, but there's kedushin, sorry, the man has no kedushin with this woman. But he has kedushin with other women. Unless the kedushin klal, pasul mikri, sharnei loved him by very mechayv elavin nasei. Like any other child born from an avera, chayna mamzera. So what the Gemara is saying, the havamina is since there's no kedushin, we should view it worse than chayv elavin where there is kedushin, and we should say the child is a mamzer. He's a product of a relationship that cannot be a marriage. And the answer is, only people that are in the Torah only said mamzeras in a marriage that could have worked with a woman and a man that have the parish of kedushin. But if one of the partners is not beklaw in kedushin, they're not included in the halacha of mamzer. Yes, doctor.
To use the dominant metaphor in this shear, what is not meat a bugger? I
mean, only for Kayan. For Kayan. She can't marry Kayan.
So it's only for the girl, and it's only in terms of marrying.
Correct.
Yeah.
But who says that?
How logically? But it goes on in the heebie-jeebies, I don't know.
But who says that because there is a Kedusha? When the Torah says it has to be part Kedusha, that means there could be Chalah al-Kherim. Go to Kol Shekhinah, if there's no... What, because the Torah says only if part of it has, there is a Kedusha, and this person not al-Kherim, yes, maybe you go to Kol Shekhinah, then there's neither, for sure no good.
Why are you saying not like you?
I'm saying why.
I'm going to be a little bit, I don't want to use the word cruel, I'll be a little bit not politically correct. If a woman would be able to have a child with an animal, would you say the child's a mamzer?
No.
Why not?
Not a human being.
Okay, so in Hilchos Mamzeres, and again, I'm trying to be very politically as politically correct as I can be. In Hilchos Mamzeres, a guy is not considered the father of the child, that he should affect the status of the child as a mamzer. To make a mamzer, you got to be Jewish. If not, it's not considered, I'm not going to use the term not human being, I'm not going to say that. But in Hilchos Mamzeres, it's not enough to be a human being. You got to be a Jewish human being. If not, again, I'm taking it to a far extent. You're agreeing to me that it would be a non-human being that made her conceive. The kid would not be a mamzer. So you certainly need a certain level of a father. And since in halacha, the father has nothing to do with his kid, we say it's not a mamzer either. A guy lives with his sister and they have a child. The father is the father. Halachically, he's the father. Kid yarshens him. The kid sits shiva for him. The father sits shiva for the kid. It's his kid. And it's a chayvah krisa, so it's a mamzer. Here, it's not a father. In halacha, it's not considered a father. It's not considered a father because he's not Jewish. Now, had the Torah not told us mamzeris in that case, I would have said, maybe even a non-father makes a mamzer. So by teaching me mamzeris in a case where there is a father, the Torah is telling me there's no mamzeris where there's no father. By the way, it's a machloikas. There are shittas that say it is a mamzer. That's a machloikas of Masechtas Yevamos. How do you darshan the pasuk of mamzer? But that's not the sugi here. Ravina himself does not hold avlad mamzer. He holds avlad kosher, avlad pogum. Not kosher, but it's pogum, meaning the daughter would not be able to marry kahuna. Yes,
Rabbi.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was there a question live?
No, there's no live question.
Okay. So what do we do these days with a woman who gets pregnant via an anonymous sperm donor? Do we go by Rove and just assume that the donor is not Jewish? Or
I don't know that law. If you ask me to guess, I would say we go by Rove that it's not Jewish. Do I know? I don't know.
Okay.
Again, there's a deeper shaila here. And again, I'm stepping into a minefield. Ramesh has a psak that says that even an Ashes Ish, sperm from another man, does not make a mamzer. Because, even though it's a Jewish man, and she's an Ashes Ish, because it's only mamzer derech bia, where they live together in intimacy, not when the zera of a person is inserted in another woman. That does not create mamzer. And a mela, it changes the whole scope of things. So I don't even know whether the sperm of a guy would affect the daughter in halacha. As I said, I don't know the halacha. I do know the Ramesh is paskin that way. It's based on the Taz brings a story that Yirmi, I believe, or Yirmiyah's son, somebody in that family there, was conceived bambati, meaning with a hot bathtub, and the person's semen came into the bathtub, then went into a woman, and she conceived. And he was not a mamzer, even though it was a different man's zera. So Rav Moshe builds on that, and again, I'm not here to get involved in that. It was a very controversial psak when it came out, but Rav Moshe is, I think, acceptable halacha, that the only time it affects the status of the child, and I'm not getting involved in who's the father and who he is, I don't know these halachas, I don't know. It's all in, you can find it in Tshuvas, I just never went through the sugya. But Rav Moshe does say that the kid is not a mamzer, based on the fact that it did not come about through an intimacy, it came about through a shot of sperm or whatever way they inserted. Okay. Again, practically speaking, I don't know what they do. I just know this is Rav Moshe's sack. So again, if a guy's sperm is used, I don't know if that would affect the conscience of the kid either. I don't know. I don't know this area of halacha at all.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry? Pasul, which is Pagan Lakuna. That's it. Which means the daughter is Pagan Lakuna. Right. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Ahuba Shiva Uba Gayim Ksiv. The whole thing is based on Lisa Chattenbaum. Lisa Chattenbaum is written by seven nations. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, don't marry them, kill them. So it's written by seven nations. How do I know any other guy? How do I know that Afghanistan, he can't marry a Jewish girl? That the Kedusha is not typhus. That's written only by that Shiva Umas. And for the Gemara, Ashar Umas Manala. Amakra, that's what Aleph Kuf stands for. Amakra, Ki Yasir is Bincha. The Rabbis call Hamasirim. Since the Torah gave the reason, Ki Yasir is Bincha. The Torah rarely gives a reason. There's no reason to give a reason. Torah writes halacha, very rarely writes a reason. Here the Torah wrote the reason. It's writing the reason to tell me, apply it wherever the reason applies. And this reason that the father will make the kid go off the D, right, make the grandchild go off the D, applies to Afghanistanis, just as well as it applies to Shiva Umais. And therefore, the pussing by writing the reason is including all nations.
That's true. No, not that's
annoying. What do you want to what it's true?
No, I never had a chance, so I got here to finish my sentence. What I meant is, maybe the Shiva Umos are more apt to try to rule the kid.
Again, the Torah doesn't write reasons. The fact that the Torah bothered writing the reason tells me that it's including more.
Or it tells that he's the one. If you have a kid, a father who's an apikoris.
Again, the Torah is talking about Goyim. It's talking about Shiva Umbais, and then adds the reason.
Could be that they specifically are the ones that are.
Again. You're 100%. You both are right. I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohen is 100% right, and Dr. Harris is 100% right for agreeing with him.
He said what I said.
Okay, fine. He's 100% right for agreeing with you. However, for that, the Torah didn't have to write the reason. It's talking about the Shiva almost as like the Chattenbaum. Who cares what the reason is? Who cares? You're right. Shiva almost are worse. It's a fact. In halacha. We'll see that in a moment. Shiva almost are worse. But why bother telling me? You're telling me don't marry Shiva Umas. End of story. Wait, the Torah's not interested now in telling you a story. It's the extra words. Okay. Now, the next piece of Gemara, let me see if Rashi has to be answered. It doesn't give reasons. Torah doesn't write reasons. It writes facts. So there's the answer.
In other words, every time there's a reason,
yes.
We should look for more.
Correct. The Gemara is going to give you an example in a minute, so I'll leave it alone. Now, Rashi, Hai b'shiva umayt k'siv, leitzis chattabam b'chiyasir b'shiva goyim shabayit yisrael d'ksiv, sharu umas minola. Okay. Now, to understand the next piece of Gemara, I have to give a hakdama. There's a machlokes tanoim throughout Torah. Whether we try to figure out the reason of a pasuk and base halacha over it. The case that's always brought as the prototype case is the Torah says, do not take collateral from a widow. Talking about, you give a widow a loan, don't take collateral. That's what the Pasuk says. V'sachbo beged almana. Zuchim Shimon, why did the Torah make this law? Why is widows being treated different than any other woman or any other person? Zuchim Shimon, you know why? Because by a poor widow, you have to give her back every day what she needs. You take it in the morning and give it back at night, or you take it at night and give it back to the morning. So you'll be visiting the widow many times, twice a day. And the rumors will start flying that the widow is involved in an affair with you. And it'll hurt the widow's name. Therefore, Zuchim Shimon, that this halacha is true by a poor widow. A wealthy widow that you don't give back the collateral, you're allowed to take collateral from them. That's from Shimon Shita. You look for the reason of the pasuk, and based on that, you paskin halacha. Rabbanan say, no. Le'sachbo beged amana, fact. End of story. No reason necessary. No reason to be used. The Torah didn't give you a reason. Ignore. Just take the halacha face value. This is the machloekes of Shimon and Rabbanan. Which now leads, what? This is the machloekes of Rashi. Now, you know, somebody's going to ask me, give me four more examples. Oh, I can't give you four more examples. Now, it's going to make a difference here. When the Torah does write a reason, right? So if Shimon says that was totally unnecessary, I could have figured out the reason myself. That means the Torah wants to include more. But according to the Rabbonim that say the Torah doesn't write reasons, so you don't go by reasons, the Torah had to write the reason to exclude, not to include, but to exclude. So according to the Rabbonim, the Torah is saying, only Shiva Umais. Don't say like the Sachtabab is across the board. No, because the Shiva Umas Kiyasir, like the Mekon asked, they're the worst. But according to Shimon, I can figure that out on my own. I don't need the Torah to tell me they're worse. I know they're worse. Why did the Torah tell to me? Must be inclusive. So if you learn the reasons on your own, you don't have to write reasons. And when the Torah writes reasons, it means to include more. And if you learn no reasons, blank, you write reasons to exclude where the reason doesn't apply. So this is where being Dairish time in the crop makes us not be Dairish time in the crop, because the Torah writes an extra reason, not necessary. And if you're not Dairish time in the crop, here the Torah is telling you, go with the reason, and it only applies to the Shibumas. So Rabbi Cohn's question is great according to the Rabbanah. Maybe the Torah is telling me only Shibumas, because they're the worst. Without that, I would say, don't ask for reasons. All goyim are created equal. But according to Shimon, I know the reason. I don't need the pasuk to tell to me. Must be the pasuk is coming to include other goyim. So therefore, our answer works in Reb Shimon, and it doesn't work in the Rabbanan. Dr. Schwab, you had a question?
No.
Zok de Gemara. Hanichal Reb Shimon, the darish time of the crop, that throughout Shas, Darshan's time of the crop. El Rabbanah, my time. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, hi, Mashiva Umas Ksiv. We did that already. Right. The Darshan's time of the crop, above Metziah. Kabe Amana. That's the case. The Kamar Ashira, Mamashkinanaisa. A rich Amana, you can take collateral. Ani Eloi Mamashkinanaisa. The time of my Amrachman Leisach B'degar Amana, Dr. Shimon, why did the Torah say don't take collateral? They shot the Tzarek Lahatzul Avutal Erev. You'll have to give her back her mashkin, her collateral at evening. You'll be going in and out of her house, Shachris L'mashkin B'arvus L'hachzer, in the morning to take it, in the evening to give it back. After Messiah Shem Rabbish Chanezel, the neighbors will start yapping. V'chinami Darish time of the Chitut, Shem Kiyasar. He would have figured out that Shiva Umayt is because they're terrible. But it's required the Fusha Taima. By Yasila Kiyasir, so Kiyasir becomes extra, the Rabbi Shar Umayt. El, the Rabbanan, it's required the Fusha Taima, Mazayanim is Gefayu. Adarabba, the pasuk is telling me the reason of this ayinumus. Ulamutishara moshen adukim avadis kacham kamaisam. To exclude other goyim who aren't as attached to their idols like the ayinumus. It seems the ayinumus were the worst type of avadis ara. Get the kaim alone. Umushibachotzlars lavav the kacham say. The Gemara says in Chulun that the goyim chotzlars don't really serve avadis ara. And the minig on the same day, they don't really believe the stuff. In Eretz Yisrael, they really believe the stuff. In chotzlars, it's minig on the same day. But he asked Rebuye, doesn't have extra pasuk. Ushara Musminala. Now Rashi gives you another example. It's the second example where we have a reason that creates a inclusion or exclusion. It says a king shouldn't marry more women than whatever the number is, in order they should turn Vilayasu Lavavai. Now, the Reb Shimon have a Hilayasu Yisura. According to Reb Shimon, I would have figured out the reason why you can't marry more women. They, because they'll lead you astray. So why did the Torah have to write it? The Balaam Perusha Dekra for the Shita B'Taima. Ulu Rabbanon, the Loi the Shita Taima Dekra, Halka Parash Kra Taima. So it's exactly the same. According to Reb Shimon, there's an extra reason, which is inclusive, whatever the Gemara Darshan is there. And according to Reb Shimon, the Rabbanon, there's no extra reason, and therefore it's exclusive. So there's the same kind of machlokes. Rashi is just bringing another example where writing a reason makes it more inclusive according to Reb Shimon and less inclusive according to the Rabbanon.
Well, every time we have the chinuch, he gives reasons, right?
Yes.
So he's doing that just for what reason?
Exactly. He wants you to understand one level. He's not building halacha on his reasons. He's just telling you, we try hard to understand why the Torah gave us this mitzvah. We try, but we're not going to build halacha on that.
Mashiach came when the Torah says it, it's for a different reason.
It's Reb Shimon Shita that you can base halacha on the reason. Correct. He does. He says you're allowed to take a mashkin from a rich amana. He paskins halacha based on his reason. And Rabbanan say reasons are not supposed to affect the halacha.
How he paskins?
I'm not sure. I think like Rabbanan. There's always exceptions to the rule. That's why I said I think. I don't make psak based on rules because there's so many exceptions to the rules. I made psak if I looked it up in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't.
Also, I believe it's to the chinuch's justification of why he did what he did. I believe there's an introduction to the chinuch where he says.
Yes. It's to make mitzvahs more understandable.
Well, that's why it's called time of the craw. Is the nutrition of an apple is not its flavor unless you're talking to the RE. The nutrition of the apple is by whatever. We're given a taste to make it feel palatable.
Again, I just said the same thing.
Yeah.
No, nothing wrong.
No, something said once.
The minig is something that is approved by other people in the West Coast. Right. Dr. Gemara Vayta, Amakra, new source that Kedushin is not typhus. V'yachakai tavei aleha ba'alta. This is the parsha of Yifas Tayar. You capture a woman, you wait 30 days, right? Says, then you live with her. V'haya l'cha l'isha. V'haya, Kedushin. That's the word havaya. It's saying you have to wait for a kedushin to work. Till then, you couldn't make her your wife. So, not the way we would learn the pasuk. We would say, now it's legal. The Gemara is darshaning it, now it's possible. Till now, till she agreed to Geirus after 30 days, right, and I'm not getting involved in parsha Shifas Tayar now, but the Torah writes, after the process, she's eligible for a kedushin. That means till now she was not eligible for Kedushin. Again, I'm not getting involved in Yifas Tayar. I'm not going there. I knew that would happen. In a few minutes we'll get involved in Machlokes Rashi Tayar by Yifas Tayar. That was good about 30 blot ago or 40 blot ago. I'm not getting involved in that. I'll say it again. The pasuk allows, the Gemara is darshaning it, that at that point she becomes eligible for Kedushin. Till then, you couldn't marry her. Now, you could marry her. Yeah, she was a guy till then.
Meaning, you could live with her.
Comes whenever eligible, no swara.
Well, she becomes a yid. It's a lot of, it's a big sorrow.
She doesn't address whether you can live with her before that. Just says she's not eligible for kedusha.
Vahaya. The word vahaya l'chol l'isha is allowing formal marriage to take place.
Right.
Till then, there was no ability to do formal marriage. You weren't supposed to live with her without marriage either. But that's not the point.
Right.
For that, the Torah Kedusha said v'akin tarvah v'balta. It didn't have to say vahaya l'chol l'isha. Those three words that it say, till now was impossible. Now it's possible.
Which three words?
Vahaya l'chol l'isha. Vahaya means kedusha. Rashi. Beforehand, so then, she wasn't eligible for Kedushin. Now, again, we are assuming that at the end of the 30 days, she's being treated Jewish. Till then, she wasn't Jewish. At the end of the 30 days, she now is treated Jewish, and I'm being very careful with the word treated Jewish, because it's not so simple by a vastayer whether she has to agree or not agree. I don't want to go there. That's why I said I don't want to get involved. So I'll use the word she's being treated like a Jew, and kedushin is chal. Doctor, you had a question? No, okay. Talk to Gemara about it. Ashkechan. Yes. That was your question. Yes. Somebody asked that, yes.
No, I can't be
asked. Dr. Harris asked it yesterday.
Oh, that was me.
No, it was Dr. Harris. Ashkechan, the Leitav Seba Kedushin. That says that Kedushin doesn't work. Right? Vlad the Kavaisa Minalan. How do I know that the child is like the mother that they go by matrilineal descent? It just proved that there's no kedushin, right? But you didn't prove that the child goes by the mother, except by the Sheva Umayis. Again, how do I know by the other Umayis? Dr. Gemara, Amakra, Siena Leish, V'Yaldaloi. The next parsha, man has two women, and they give birth to him. Kisiena, which means kedushin, V'Yaldaloi, they're his children. That tells us, no Kedushin, they're not your children. If it's not a Jewish woman, if it's Kisiana Laish, a man marries with Kedushin, the old Eloi, then it's his children. Whereas if he has a relationship with a woman that can't have Kedushin, they're not his children. Rashi. It's not so simple because Chayvei Krisis is also not Bechlal's Kisiena. But we're saying Kisiena means she's capable of Kedushin to a man.
Valid.
No, but Chayvei Krisis is not valid. She's capable to have a Kedushin with a man. Maybe not with this man, but with a man, with a Jewish man, then it's the Yaldaloi. She's incapable of having any Kedushin with any Jewish man, then it's not the Yaldaloi.
And then the child does not have to keep it up.
If the mother is a guy, none. Not his kid.
If it's
Malchus, he has to keep it up. Well, it's up in Russia. The Shaila, the Gemara says, depends if the father's a tshuva. I mean, a guy that lives in Chayvei Krisis, is a Russia. But if the father did tshuva, he's mechuyev and keep it up, yes.
Well, for a while the son is not going to be...
Again, I don't know what the religious status of that is. Now, again, I want to stress this. We're dashing in Kisiyana Laish, not that this man has Kedushin in her, but that a Jewish man can have Kedushin with this lady. Because with the Chayvei Krisis, this man can't have Kedushin either, and it's considered his kid. They yarshin him. They passed her from Yibum. So we're saying a woman that's capable of having Kedusha with a Jewish man is the elderly.
So it's
it's not Torah, if another man takes her after 30 days, then he's the father.
Again, we're not. This is not Yifas Tayer anymore. We left Yifas Tayer. Yifas Tayer depends. If the guy wants to keep her, nobody else can take her.
Maybe else will take her.
After this man marries her, like every other age is this. That's because she's not Jewish anymore. She's a Jewish lady.
According to the kedushin involved,
besides
eligible for
the kedushin? Again, the Torah says after 30 days in the process of Yifas Tayer, there is kedushin involved.
Not eligible,
it
actually is.
Well, she has to be eligible for it to work. I use the term eligible to avoid the machlokes b'shekem. If you go with Taisa the Shita, the Yifas Tayer has to agree to become Jewish at the end of 30 days. If not, you can't marry her. Rashi Shita back is that you remain. It's complicated. I don't want to get about that. I'm not learning Sugya Yifas Tayer now. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Yodeloi. Which one? Vaisal Chalisha or Kisiana? They're one pasuk apart from each other. They're both in Parshas Kiseitse. One is right the first parsha of Yifas Tayer, and right afterwards it's Kisiana Lishtei Nashim, which yesterday you asked me, isn't that talking about Yifas Tayer? Right, that was your question yesterday. They're both in Parshas Kiseitse before Sheni. Rashi. The old Eloi, goes by mom. This is, by the way, this sugya is the source of matrilineal descent. This is where it comes from. Practicamara, if that's true, if you have this drasha, so then I have a pasuk for shivcha as well. So then why do I need which told us that you go by the shivcha? She's included in Kisiyana. I don't have to darshan it from Ishavi Adatil Adinam. It's self-understood. I would know it on my own. Kisiyana V'Aldolai. The Pasuk Kisiyana V'Aldolai says, no Kedushin, no Yichus. End of story. Practicamara Ishavi Adatil Adinam Lamali. Dr. Rashi. Iyaki Shivcha Nami Devlada Kamaya. That the child is like her. Taping on my crop. Right, we say you can't marry a shivcha. So once you can't marry a shivcha, she goes under kisiyana. So I don't need an extra pasuk to teach me that the sons go by mother. I would know from another pasuk. It's an extra pasuk in the Torah. And for the Gemara, Kiditanya, I need it for the following thing. I need a yishiv l'da'atil adinah for the following drasha. What if a guy says to a pregnant shivcha, I am freeing you, and he gives her a star shikrur, but he says, I'm keeping your uber. I am keeping your fetus as my slave. Havlat kamaisa, the baby goes free. And it's learned out from a ishavi ladati aladina. The kids in the mother, go with the mother. Again, the Gemara does not get involved in Rabbi Yerachim Mayus. I'm not going to go there. I don't know. But it's the drasha of Yishav Yodeha, Tiel Adonel. Dr. Rashi. Ha'im ilu shivchasim ubaris ha'peschayim beget shichur zeh v'lodach evet, but your son says in evet. V'lodach kabayim mishukhrur, k'liyalu b'seifah, sh'nem ha'yishav Yodeha, Tiel Adonel. If she belongs to her master, so does the fetus. Ain't Isha Ladinah, if she's free, ain't Abad Ladinah. In the Chum say no. He can separate fetus and mom. Now the Gemara first understands that the reason is the Chachamim. In fact, the Gemara, my Talmudah, how in the world do you see that you can separate them? This is going back on Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, who says the pasuk is telling me you can't separate them. So it's interesting. The Gemara asks a question. It's an extra pasuk. The Gemara answers, we use it like Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. But the Chachamim don't. The Gemara doesn't come back and say, what does the Chachamim use it for? They doesn't do it. That you can't separate the fetus from the mom.
What does that mean?
That if you free the mother, the fetus is automatically free. That's what it means.
And it puts all the
fetuses down. Nothing to do with the previous children. We're talking about fetuses.
That's your emo or not, right?
Again, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't bring it in.
But
the Gemara is bringing a drush of Yishuv Ladel. So I don't know. I don't know whether the Gemara is saying because of Uba Yerachimai, or is the Gemara saying this is a side halacha called the Yishuv Ladel.
I mean, it could be Uba Laberachimai, but this. But this
exactly, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What does Uber Yerachima mean?
Well,
what do a lot of things mean? It's not law of the Torah. I know what you mean by mean.
It's a live fetus, that's what it means. No?
Yeah, so? So therefore. What if the Torah wrote a halacha? You can never sell your avadim without selling their mom. You can't separate mom and children. Would you have a question? What does it mean? And then if you free a mother, all her living children have to go free with her. Would you question what that means? Why all of a sudden here does it bother you? I don't know. Does the article say it's because of Uber Yerachimai? I didn't look it up. It might be because of Uber Yerachimai. I did not check it out. My fault. I don't mean I didn't check the article out, but I didn't check it before it came out. Does he mention Uber Yerachimai?
I don't see it.
Rashi doesn't bring it. Did you bring it?
I don't see it.
That means obviously it's exeris hakasa, not regarding, not dependent on that. Rashi, my Talmud and Lecher, my quote of Rav Kayyamim, because the Gemara understood that it's Rabban. I'm remembering Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Koy. High quote of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili for the Kambaya, Mishum Shinem Rishu Lati Ladina. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Rabbi Tarfenheimer. Yechoylim Mamzerim Litohar. Mamzerim can purify Mamzeris out of their offspring. They cannot purify mamzeres out of themselves, but they can make sure that their children are not mamzerim. How?
We did?
I mentioned it. I don't think we ever had it. Yeah, we mentioned it, but I don't think.
Okay,
Chetzad.
Then we have a pussy Rashi brought down, something like this.
Chetzad. Mamzer shenasa shivcha. But not heaven. A mamzer marries a shivcha, which the Gemara will talk about, whether it's legal or illegal. But the bottom line is, a mamzer marries a shivcha, at the end of the day, it's legal. And the kid goes by mom. So the kid is an Eben Kanani, not a mamzer. Shichrurai, if the owner frees him, nimtza ben ben chayrin. So the kid is a convert. 100% Jewish, he's not a mamzer. Meaning, going by matrilineal descent allows for the child to convert, be freed, become a Jew, without the tag mamzer on him. Not when the mother is a guy or a shivcha. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer? No, Rabbi Tarfon. That's what Rabbi Tarfon is saying. Rabbi Tarfon is saying, the gam is by two Jews. The shivcha is not Jewish. Kid's not Jewish. He's an Avakanani. When he got freed, he's an Avakanani, became free. He's not a mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer, I marry Harris the Eved mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Dr. Harris and says he carries both titles on him. He's an Eved mamzer, and even if he gets free, he remains a mamzer. By the way, we pass like Reb Tarfon. I don't, probably, if I talked about this once before, I probably mentioned it. that in the early 1950s in Eretz Yisrael, there was an unfortunate cases of women who thought their husbands had died in the Holocaust, got remarried, got children, and their first husband showed up. That means the kids are mamzerim. So they came, they wanted to be matar mamzerim. So they wanted to use this solution. They would have to find some guy, lady, and persuade her to sell herself as a shifchei knanis to a Jew. Obviously, the terms would be made sweet for her. Then the kid, the mamzer, would be able to marry her, have kids, and then whoever bought the shifchei knanis could free those kids, and they wouldn't be mamzerim. That was the solution. You run into a little bit of problems. A, you have to find a woman that's willing to sell herself as a shifchei knanis. B, it's against the law. Slavery is prohibited. So you're violating law, you might get into jail for this as well. So it's not so simple. But we paskin like a tarf. What? Yeah. But a mamzer ought to marry a shifcha. Because he's a part of the real big apple seed in the Gemara. It's not a marriage.
It's not a marriage?
No. They're living together. A shifcha can't have marriage. Yeah, goes through the motions of marriage. It's not a valid marriage. Again, a shifcha can have a marriage.
Right.
She can have relationships with a mamzer. That's the word in English, yeah. What? Yeah, you can have a shifchei knanis in the South. They even have books written about shifchei knanis in the South.
You found a place today that slavery was accepted. Pursue that, you return today.
Right. Correct. But Mamzer found a country that slavery is accepted, and he finds a woman that's willing to sell herself as a slave, or a current slave, and gets the owner to free the children, he can be Makarish. By the way, they're not his children. They're not Meyuchas Achrav. They're biologically his children, but halachically they're not his children. But the problem with the other way is, he marries a woman that gives him Mamzerim, and the next generation is Mamzerim, the next generation is Mamzerim. This guy wants to stop it.
What comes through motion, he said, sir, I am now officially married to you.
No!
What motion do they have?
Nothing. They live together. There's no institution of marriage by a shifcha. There's no such thing. Forget this guy. An Eved and a shifcha are allowed to live together. They're not married.
Obviously, there's no
history for exactly. I said tomorrow we'll talk about the legality of it. But it's not a marriage. Rashi, Yechayel Mamzerim Litar. Oh, they daven tentu? I'm sorry, so we'll continue tomorrow. I'm sorry, I went over.